That's how it's gone and become with Omicron. I've actually renamed it Omicrobian and Finch because it's so hip right now. Everybody likes it. Everybody got to get the Rona. Everybody cool now because you're getting the Rona. And we're going to talk about that in this first segment. We have something that just dropped this morning about the PCR tests. And it's just continuing to show how ridiculous these people are. And then the next segment, we're actually, we're going to rip and read some headlines because Liz Shield, I guess she's bored because she did some work, so we can rip and read some headlines. I feel so bad. I've never met this woman and yet I bang on her every day. Liz Shield, thank you for doing that because you make my job so much easier. I do want to say that up front. Thank you for doing it. Cause I don't want it to happen like it was with my, significant digits lady where I banged on that lady every single day and then she just quit. I really do think it's my fault. Then in the next top of the second hour, if you had the original Rona, I mean, you're not super cool. You have to get the Omicrobian and Finch version to be cool. That's the one that's cool. So we'll talk about that. But Biden, two scoops ice cream leader, made some stupid comment about air travel, and now everybody's freaking out, rightfully so. We'll talk about that top of the second hour. Then we're going to talk about how it's time to abolish teachers' unions. Yeah, who's been saying that for a year? I'm glad everybody else is on board. Also, I have a little bit of a festive. I don't do this a lot, so consider it a Christmas gift to you. Because I, Rick Barrett of the Barrett Brief, am doing it here on the Crusade Channel. The last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. I have this article from the National Catholic Register. Now, before you freak out on me, I read the article. It's a good article. It's called Eating, Drinking, and Praying. G.K. G.K. Chesterton and Christmas. So we're going to read about G.K. Chesterton and Christmas, because Chesterton had the good sense to treat Christmas as if it was the very center of history. So we're going to talk about that top of the third hour. And of course, if you want to call me and tell me how you're feeling, did you get Omicrobian and Finch? Did you have a good Christmas? Did you watch Die Hard as we all were supposed to? Here's a crazy thing. I might get some flack for this. Tommy might give me some flack for this. I tried watching Die Hard 2. I couldn't get through it. I love the original Die Hard. I love Die Hard with a Vengeance. Couldn't get through the second Die Hard movie. Maybe it was just the hangover from Christmas. Because my wife and I, we watch Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, Die Hard, and Just Friends, like the king dude, Mike Church, who is taking a well-needed rest time off. I hope you're having a great time, Mike, and I hope you're resting and recharging. Mike, his movie is Christmas Vacation. My wife and I, our movie is Just Friends with Ryan Reynolds and Amy Smart. Very underrated. It's hit or miss with a lot of people, but my wife and I, we think it's hysterical. It gets funny every year we watch it. And we don't really like Ryan Reynolds, but he's just, it's perfect. It's such a, yeah, we love it. So we watch those. But on Sunday, I'm hanging around the house. I'm like, oh, let me watch Die Hard 2. It took me like 2 days to try and watch Die Hard. Die Hard 2, Die Harder. I don't know what it was. I just could not get it. I couldn't get with it. So yeah, you may not like Just Friends. My wife and I, that's one of our Christmas movies. We love it. So if you don't like it, yeah, I don't really care. I love you. I love you though. I love you. Just don't get on here and be like, ah, oh, that movie's crap and terrible. Yeah, if you don't like it, that's cool, man. That's all good. I ain't worried about it. Requiescat in pace to John Madden, who died yesterday, the age of 85. Good life. You know, he lived to the age of 85. That's a good life. But eternal rest grant unto him, the Lord, and the perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Amen. And lots of COVID pretzel making. And I'll explain that in a moment. This segment of the program is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post. Shop.mikechurch.com. If you're in the 12 days of Christmas, you can go grab some of the great gifts there at shop.mikechurch.com. Also, don't forget that Mike Church has an extensive collection of digital downloads that make for awesome gifts. So check them out. Shop.mikechurch.com. Shop.mikechurch.com. Once again, congratulations to all the winners of last week's Have Yourself a Merry or Manly Little Christmas contest. I hope you guys enjoyed your gifts and got them. All right. So let's see here. The first story we're going to talk about is the goalposts for COVID-19 Wuhan Superbug Omicron and Finch just got pulled down and launched into orbit by Bonchi of redstate.com. And along with that, check this out. You got to listen to this from Rachel Walensky this morning when she was on CNN talking about the Omicron and Finch new virus, the cool hip virus that everybody's getting. And just all the goalposts have been shifted. Let's just start.
Dr. Walensky, thank you for being here with us this morning. And I want to start with the change in the CDC guidance that cuts the isolation period in half if you're asymptomatic. So how did the CDC settle on 5 days for everyone?
Because we realized that this is a nothing burger and it's the holidays and nobody's paying attention.
Good morning, Caitlin. Thanks for having me. So we looked at several areas of science here. First, the science of how much transmission happens in the period of time after you're infected.
Oh, by the way, the NFL's like, no more asymptomatic transmission. See, because the NFL was starting to lose football games because of the stupid protocols they put in when they went all nuts with everybody else. They're like, oh, you gotta isolate for 45 days and take 15 PCR tests and a partridge in a pear tree. And then they started losing games and like 55 guys got it on one team. I know, oh, there's only 40 guys in the roster. Get me off. Get off me for that. So like the entire Cleveland Browns roster got Omicron and Finch. And everybody else got it. And then the NFL was like, oh, well, our science has told us that there's no more asymptomatic transmission. It doesn't happen anymore. This is the headline from WND.com. NFL chief medical officer, no indication of asymptomatic COVID spread. It's all a joke. It's all a joke to these people. Because they're dumb. That's why I would say, because they're dumb. All right, let's get back into it here.
With us this morning, and I want to start with
having me. So we looked at several areas of science here. First, the science of how much transmission happens in the period of time after you're infected. We know that the most amount of transmission occurs in those 1 to 2 days before you develop symptoms, those 2 to 3 days after you develop symptoms. And if you map that out, those 5 days account for somewhere between 85% to 90% of all transmission that occurs.
You know what? I could have told you that it's the flu. That's how the flu spreads. We've known this for a gazillion fulfillion years. If you have a sniffle, you're probably getting sick. Oh, you're sick. Stay away from me. Oh, you were sick a day ago. Maybe you should stay home. This is not new. You know how we used to treat this? With chicken stinking soup. Chicken soup, Gatorade, and crackers. I made that joke in April of 2020. All you need is a box of saltines and a couple bottles of Gatorade, and you're going to be fine. No, my audience is really just made up of the most beautiful, intelligent people on the planet here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel. So when I say you, I mean the general public. You morons listen to the malicious midget Fauci and you put 9 masks on your face, and you've taken 75 PCR tests. Wait till you hear about the PCR tests in a minute.
So we really wanted to make sure that during those first 5 days, you were spent in isolation. That's when most of it occurs. And then,
yeah, you know what we used to call that? Used to stay at home and watch reruns. Like when you were a kid, the guys in the audience will get this. When you were sick, this was your day. You watched SportsCenter till 11 a.m. And then you kind of watched Wheel of Fortune. And then you kind of slept through the soap operas in the afternoon. That's what we used to do. I mean, I am a midget, my man. So I have to say malicious midget to separate myself from him.
And there is, of course, this tail end, a period of time in those last 5 days, which we're asking you to mask. But the other things that we were looking at is the epidemiology here. We are seeing and expecting even more cases.
Oh, no, more cases of people getting the sniffles. Oh, the humanity. The hell's wrong with you people? Yeah, I mean you people. The hell's wrong with you? It is a cold. It is a stinking cold. You get the sniffles, man. You go home. You sleep it off. You're fine. Everybody's still acting like this is the most dangerous virus in the history of man. 50% of the population is mentally broke. Mentally broke. That the CDC could be like, oh yeah, by the way, you don't have to worry if you get COVID anymore. After 2 years, 2 years of them saying, you're going to die, you're going to kill grandma. Justin, myself, and Mike all had different iterations of that this weekend during a Christmas holiday. Because we have decided not to take Frankengoose in one way or another. And so, by the way, this is why I think you heard this in the news brief. This is why Anthony Fauci is making $350,000 per year in pension. While he has broken half of the population. Oh, and by the way, this morning, Rochelle Walensky, this is a listen to this. If you haven't listened to anything else I said, shame on you, but stop for a moment. Here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. She was on ABC News this morning talking about the CDC guidelines. And here's another, like 5, 10, it went from 10 days to 5 days. Also, the CDC doesn't say, now I want you to listen. I want you to listen. The CDC guidelines do not require testing at the end of isolation because the PCR test can stay positive for 12 hours. Weeks. I'll say this again. The newly updated CDC guidelines do not require testing at the end of isolation because the PCR tests that Anthony Fauci railed on for 9,000 months. We're going to test our way out. We're going to test in isolation. Test, test, test. Remember that's all they were saying? You need to test. You need to test. You need to test this, test that. Guess what? The PCR tests can stay positive for 12 weeks. This snarky little witch even went on ABC and said, so we would have a lot more people in isolation if we were relying on the PCRs. What are you talking about? The entire strategy of shutting down the country was based on everything that happened in the beginning of this quote-unquote pandemic was based on PCR testing. And Mike Church sniffed this out like he does with everything else at the beginning. PCR tests are bogus. Are bogus. And now they're like, oh yeah, after your isolation, you don't even need to get tested because the PCR tests are no good.